So let's talk a little bit about pancreatic cancer. And again, Mike, let's just quickly go through sort of the clinical algorithms. So the first question is, would you administer a PARP inhibitor to someone who has a germline mutation metastatic disease? We figured most people would say yes, but what I was really curious about is how. And maybe it depends on how people read their press releases or whatever, but looks like the audience is split between monotherapy and platinum-based chemo. Mike, how do you answer the question?
So I would prefer to use it in the maintenance setting after platinum-based therapy, and not just because of the POLO study that results that I'll talk about. I think that pancreatic cancer in general is a difficult disease to treat. We don't have the luxury of having these wonderful responses to single-agent therapies as we do in breast, ovarian, and prostate cancer. And I think that the tumors need a big smack on the head first with chemotherapy, followed by a more gentle PARP inhibitor-type maintenance therapy.
So another issue that we wanted to see what the audience says about, there are obviously a lot of other germline mutations. I'll be honest with you, I never heard of CHK2 until I saw your slides, but I looked it up. I guess I'm not alone since half the audience doesn't sound like they know about it. But in any event, Mike, what's CHK2? And if you knew somebody had a germline CHK2 mutation, would you consider a PARP inhibitor if you could?
So I would in pancreatic cancer, again, because pancreatic cancer is a disease where we're desperate for new ways and novel angles to try and treat a very deadly disease. Do we have any data that this will work? No, unfortunately not at all. I don't think really across most cancers, we don't really have data that a CHK2 mutation definitively predicts for responsiveness to a PARP inhibitor.
And then, of course, the issue, as we just talked about with the other two tumors, is when. And it looks like the audience is thinking more second or third line therapy. We should reflect on the fact that while, we do have chemotherapy, FOLFIRINOX, GEMNAB, they do cause responses. It's not necessarily non-toxic by any means and not very long. Mike, where do you think right now you would like to put PARP inhibitor?
So I'm really glad you presented this slide because I think one background to think about when reviewing this slide is that currently only 50% of pancreatic cancer patients with advanced disease get any chemotherapy at all. And of those, only 50% get second-line chemotherapy. So there's somewhere between up to as many as 75% of patients with pancreatic cancer who never even get second-line therapy.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so we're missing our chance if we don't give it first-line. Now, of course, the dilemma is trying to get the testing done in a reasonable time. These are patients who don't go on six cycles of carboplatin initially, and we need to get those results right away. That's why the maintenance setting is really good, where you've given them a few cycles of standard chemotherapy, and you have your answer as to their germline or somatic molecular testing in time for giving them the PARP inhibitor for those who have BRCA or similar types of mutations. But if you wait to third line, forget about it. They're going to be too far gone.
So the other thing, and this was sparked by a slide I saw in your deck, which I thought was really interesting, and Melinda referred to it in breast, is this issue of, sort of cross-resistance with platinums, and do you see responses after platinums? I hadn't seen very much data until I saw your slide, and looks like actually in terms of the answer, how would you answer this question? Is there evidence that you do benefit? You're going to show the slide. My take was the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer seems to be no. That it is,
at least in pancreas.
In pancreas, it still is early, but the data is definitely developing that patients who have had platinum and frankly progressed, so these are not just platinum exposed, because sometimes with FOLFIRINOX, we'll drop the oxaliplatin after 4 to 8 cycles or so. But if those are patients that frankly progressed on platinum-based therapy, they will almost certainly not respond subsequently on a PARP inhibitor.